This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. President Donald Trump's executive order barring people from seven majority Muslim countries for 90 days has had ripple effects here in New Hampshire. Among those impacted is Omid Moghimi. He is an Iranian-American citizen and a medical resident at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, and he has been trying to bring his wife to the United States for a year and a half now. He joins me now to talk about his situation. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
So you and your wife have been working on getting her green card for around 18 months now. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we started the process in August of 2015.
And what was that process like? Was it vigorous?
Well, I think it's, you know, the same process that I'm sure everyone goes through. There's several steps and several waves of sending in documents, basically. We started off with sending an application to the USCIS and then waited for several months for them to process it. And I believe they were doing background checks and things like that at that time. Then our case was transferred over to the National Visa Center, and they required another set of documents, fees to be paid. And the last set of documents that we sent in were on, I believe it was July, it may have been June of 2016, I believe it was July. And I heard back from the National Visa Center saying that, okay, everything looks good. Now we're just waiting for your interview spot to open up. And I should back up and say that there is no U.S. consulate in Tehran. So in order to go to have an interview, which everyone needs to have for an immigration visa, we had to pick one of the surrounding countries. So we picked the U.S. consulate in Abu Dhabi in the UAE. And so we were just basically from July of 2016 on just waiting for an interview spot to open up for her to have her immigration visa interview there.
And then you had this interview scheduled for February 2nd in the UAE, and that was canceled after the executive order issued by President Trump on Friday. How did you find out?
I found out on Saturday. There was an email from the National Visa Center basically saying that due to unforeseen circumstances, your visa interview has been canceled. We will contact you whenever we're able to reschedule. That was Saturday. And then Sunday, they sent another email explaining, in particular mentioning the executive order that was signed by President Trump on Friday as the reason for the cancellation of the visa interview. They said, please don't try to make your interview appointment. Please don't try to make another interview appointment. And there's nothing for you to do. Just wait for us to contact you again.
No word on when this might open up again. So this could be an indefinite hold for you and your wife.
Correct. And in fact, that is what our concern is. So a lot of people, I've heard people say, well, it's only a 90-day ban. Well, first of all, after you've been waiting for 18 months, 90 days isn't a long amount of time if you feel that there's some purpose behind it, which I have been unable to find any behind this move that is sound and that would in any way help protect national security. But aside from that, the issue is that the way that the executive order is written right now, it places demands on the countries involved, in our case Iran, the governments there, to provide, it places demands on them basically that they have to meet after the 90 days are up, or the bans will likely be made permanent. And the likelihood, from my understanding, just having grown up in Iran and knowing how things work there and also reading various other analysts' opinions on this, it is very, very likely that the Iranian government is going to meet those demands. And so we are very, very worried about this ban becoming permanent.
If it does become permanent, what will you do?
Well, that that was the big thing that kind of hit us when we got this email on Saturday, is trying to figure out what our options would be. And to be honest, at the end of the day, I think our only option will be, if it is going to be permanent and there's going to be no recourse for my wife to get here, then we'll have to leave. And we'll have to basically permanently leave and go to another country so that we can live together. That's another one of the things that I've heard from a number of people who have supported this move by President Trump, that, well, you know, it's bad, but it's only affecting foreigners. It's not affecting U.S. citizens. Well, in this case, and there are many other cases like me, if it becomes a permanent ban, it will force a United States citizen to have to leave the country and live elsewhere.
Have you heard of any family and friends who have also been affected by this?
Certainly. So I have another acquaintance from Pittsburgh who is in a similar situation. His wife is actually, they have their wedding planned in the States and she's going to be unable to make it. I have family members who have their green cards and they're concerned about whether or not they'll be able to come back. So, yeah, this is affecting a lot of people that we know.
Are you getting the support you need from friends and family here on this side of the ocean during
Certainly.
This time?
Yes, absolutely. So immediately when we got wind of the fact that President Trump was going to be signing this executive order, I first heard about it on Wednesday before he signed it, started kind of posting on social media about this, trying to call attention. Immediately, you know, friends and family started supporting, reaching out, helping sign petitions, things like that. All of my family members and close friends and I have been calling our senators and congresspeople every single day to voice our opposition to this move. I mean, this is one of the reasons that one of the major reasons that we love this country and that we're eager to continue our lives here and for my wife and I to begin our lives here because of this level of support and partnership that exists in the people here. Unfortunately, the government right now, the move that they have made has made us feel a significant amount of betrayal on their part. But we'll see what happens.
Well, Omid, thank you very much for speaking with me about your situation.
Thank you very much.
That's Omid Moghimi. He's an Iranian-American citizen and a medical resident at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, and his wife is in Iran, unable to come to the United States because of President Trump's executive order on immigration issued on Friday.